Lucy licks Lance's lollipop. Lucy licks Lance's lollipop.
Man, you always say that one, bro.
I like that one.
I know, you're going to have to step up your game, dude.
I know. I thought of a couple other ones, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
Bro, right, so, we're so fucking lazy. This podcast is so fucking horrible.
It is. Hey.
Bro, but, don't be showing that fucking shirt.
It dude,
fucking,
I love the shirt.
It
I
just is got so it. So racist.
I just got it. I love that shirt.
Well, you're a racist now. So
Donnie,
congratulations. You're fucking officially part of the fucking National Socialist fucking party.
Uncle Donnie's my boy, man. Uncle Donnie's my boy.
Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Killer Puke.
How you doing? You doing all right, huh?
Hey, how's it going? And look at. I'm not with any of it, man.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm to the point where I'm so fucking blown out of my mind with all this shit. And I sit there and watch politics all day long. That's all I do. This is what I enjoy. And after like just months of doing this, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? Like,
yeah, it's all bullshit.
My whole mode of operation was just to watch anime so I didn't have to deal with shit, you know? And now I can't stop watching just politics on both sides, and everything's so fucking crazy. I don't know. Look, I love America, period. You know, growing up, I thought I was oppressed. I thought I was a fucking victim. And I grew up below the poverty line. It wasn't fucking, you know, like my parents had to rise above through fucking sheer will and hard work.
Yeah.
And I fucking blamed just the whole fucking system for my shit. And it wasn't until I stopped playing this victim mentality that my life changed, period. Right. If you think you're oppressed, you're going to be oppressed. If you fucking admit that you're a victim, you're going to be a victim. I'll be damned. I don't want to live like that anymore. And I don't know. My whole life has extremely fucking improved since then. So I'm just, my politics have changed a lot, you know, over the years.
I think that happens just getting older. I think you see the fucking world in a different light.
I think once you start busting your ass and working for your shit,
you start
realizing like, I built this and I'd like to keep it. And I just want this the best for my family. And if that's fucking a conservative fucking viewpoint, man, I don't
know. Or if that's racist.
Yeah, I guess that's racist. I don't know. But then I whatever. I don't know. I don't agree with everything on all sides. There's not one fucking side. And this is the whole point of our system. The whole point of our system. Our whole point of our system is exactly to divide us. So we're constantly pitted one party against another. And at the end of the day, all them fucking dudes go in the back room
and high-fiving each other.
High-fiving and drinking tea because they just want to stay in power. So as long as they continually go back and forth, then the long time money, the ancient money that's been there, you know, for forever is going to stay in those people's pockets because it's always just going back and forth. They're always in power. They're never relinquishing the power. You know, if just one of them was it and the other party was ousted, then all those people in that party have lost power. And that wasn't the game plan when they got in it, you know? So they're like in agreement to split up everything and fucking just try to run the whole game. So they don't ever fucking go out of power. And, I don't know. I don't know what I just don't know what to fucking believe anymore, man, as far as that's concerned. And what do you do? Because, hey, I'll tell you what. It's a lot better than fucking everywhere else.
Yeah, true. You know, what you got to do is you got to do what I do. See, like, I watch politics and news in the morning when I first wake up for like an hour or two. And then at night before I go to bed, that's when I watch anime and my cartoons. You know, you gotta keep it balanced, bro.
Nah, bro, I've been having nightmares every fucking night because I keep watching politics, bro. Every fucking night I'm watching politics and I'm fucking having nightmares now.
Well, you know, and that's another one of the reasons why, you know, back to fucking Trump. That's another reason why I like Trump, is because, dude, the motherfucker will just talk shit. Like the other day when some reporter was like, hey, you know, all your buddies over there aren't social distancing. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's a peaceful protest. Don't trip.
Oh, yeah, they didn't like that at all.
And then all his friends, like, in the background were like, all right, yeah.
No, I like it because he just tells it how it is, and it really fucking pisses him off. Look, I don't know if you've been watching. And then here we are, and it's like, how do we get away from the politics in this podcast don't want to ever talk about?
That's all that's going on.
Everything has become politicized. Every single thing. The way I wipe my ass when I take a shit, and mind you, I just took a shit right now, and my butthole's fucking burning.
It's all bloody.
I didn't even eat nothing hot. I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
But that's the thing too. Like,
what I was saying was is the way I wipe my ass has become political. I'm sure the way I wipe my ass is offending some transgender somewhere.
It's like, you're not supposed to do it that way.
Yeah, it's back to front, not front to back.
You know, as a little disclaimer, you know what I mean? Because this is supposed to be a comedy fucking podcast. But, like, lately, we haven't been able to fucking do any comedy because there ain't nothing really funny going on. And this is going to be another one. So, as a disclaimer, like, we got another – we're going to try our best, but we got some – the only thing we can really talk about is what's going on because, you know, after so long, you run out of fucking material, so you just got to fucking run with what you got.
Well, there's no one reporting on anything else. How do we find any stories about anything else that's going on when it's all politicized and anything we talk about is in reference to one side something or the else. Other?
Right, exactly. So, anyways –
I don't know. It's really getting distraught, and I don't know.
It's heartbreaking.
It's driving me nuts, and I enjoy watching politics. I do, but it's fucking my head up, man.
Yeah.
And I just try to keep it dumb, man, but it's fucking hard, man. It's just really hard. I don't know.
You reminded me of a joke right now. The pirate that had a fucking steering wheel on his belt buckle. Said, "Arr, it's driving me nuts."
Oh my god! Boo, boom, bam. The rim shot.
Yeah, I know, but
keep coming back. Keep listening to our RTFL podcast for little gems like
zingers.
That. Yeah,
yeah.
Little hot fucking takes.
All right, so I've been doing for a long time, for months now, since the first fucking quarantine, I've been talking about this COVID shit, how the testing, that's one of the ways they're fucking spreading. This is my own fucking conspiracy theory.
Well, yeah, you can revert back to one of our other episodes. I don't know if it was rolling out the fecal matter or something, where he was talking about when I got my COVID test, how they were just shoving COVID into my throat.
Yeah. Right. So I've been saying this for months, like telling everybody, dude, don't get fucking tested because that's one of the ways they're spreading it. So anyways, I ended up, you know, I'm on Facebook and I'm hoeing, doing my little hoe about, and I'm fucking, you know, Hold on.
Define hoe about.
You know, so I'm
not just sliding around looking for little hookups.
Yeah. So I just send the line out. I just fucking cast.
All right. Well, don't throw anyone's names out there or anything.
I'm not going to. Don't worry. I cast out, you know. So, anyways, this chick hit me.
a little trout fishing.
You know, and just see if you get a little nibble. Yeah. Just looking for a little nibble.
I get it.
So anyways, this chick hit me up, you know, I haven't talked to her in like literally probably like 10 or 15 years. She's cool. Cool as fuck. She's gay, you know, but she's not all the way gay because she still fucks dudes like here and there.
That's what I was saying. It just goes to my conspiracy theory that you may or may not have a penis.
Right. You know, anyways,
you look like you're post-surgery. Post-op.
Pre-op or post-op?
Co-op. Post-op.
He's fucking, I mean, the hormones I'm taking.
Yeah, you're taking that testosterone?
Yeah, it's fucking working good.
No, you're doing good. So, okay, so you ran into this chick or started talking to her.
Yeah, so anyways, mega long story even longer. So she's out in Ventura. I shouldn't even say that. But anyways, okay, so that's where the company is anyways. So I go out there to see her, you know, we're hanging out. And we start going off on like different shit. And I tell her about my conspiracy theory. And because just from her Facebook shit, I thought she was like in the medical field, you know? So I was just asking her about it. And she's like, well, that makes sense because that's actually, you know, what I do is I put the kits together. So she puts like 4,000 COVID kits together a day and they fucking ship them everywhere. Right. And check this out. We're going to put these pictures up on our fucking shit. All right. So you can go check it out along with the translations. Cause I got fucking Google fucking Lens.
And why would we need translations?
Because every single word on every single box that comes, all the shit that all the kits that they're fucking bringing in
and that they're assembling for
and they put together
USA testing
comes from China. Every fucking one. Okay. And not just that. This is, we're going to go do a little deep dive on this one. All right. And take it. You know, I mean, I'm telling you right now, this is fucking 100% fact. All right. Every fucking box is fucking has Chinese writing all over it. All right. Everything from the warning fucking everything from the address to the warnings on don't leave out in the fucking rain. All right. It's all in Chinese. So use your fucking, we're going to put the things up along with our translations that I use with my Google fucking phone.
So we're going to need you guys to go to www.rotflpodcast.com, sign up, become a member, and you can go out and check on our blog. We're going to post all these pictures on our blog and you guys can do the, you know, we would appreciate even, you know, some outside sources, confirming some of this and, you know, and doing some own, your own research on this for sure, because we are just trying to connect some dots. It just seems awfully odd to me that this virus that centered in Wuhan,
stemmed,
China,
yes,
it comes China. From China, right? And we're accepting products that are assembled into test kits, no swabs, you know, the testing, the vials, all that stuff from China.
Right.
And so, it's very sketchy. And also you guys are going to see on these translations, the name of this company. And I shit you not, the name of this company is called Anti-West.
It's GN, Gen, Anti-Western Biological Company. It says that right there on the fucking box.
So why are we taking COVID testing kits from a company called Anti-West? Is that not like just a screaming red flag?
Listen, and not just that. Okay,
it doesn't say Anti-East.
No.
It says Anti-West. And we are Western civilization.
Okay, so not just that. All right, so it says Anti-West, right? That was with the first translation that we did. Well, I tried to find, because, you know, it's all Chinese. I was highlighting just certain spots to try to find just to see if it would say just Anti-West, right?
Yeah.
So I'm highlighting shit and fucking, you know. And when I highlighted one spot, it didn't just say Anti-West. It said Anti-Western. All right.
Anti-Western?
Yes. And now Google that shit, folks.
Why would a biological company ever, what the fuck does Anti-Western have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Very sketchy, dude.
I don't know. But okay, so the company name on the thing, on the kits, after they fucking take it from the boxes up from fucking China and they fucking do whatever the fuck they do and put it in the fucking kits. So the label on that is Novatech, spelt with a K, not a C.
Okay, so Novatech is the American company that's out in Ventura.
Right.
Okay, and they're getting products from a place called Anti-West in China.
Now.
To assemble their kits.
Right. But
that's where they're getting manufactured at.
But Novatech also is actually a Russian fucking company. So it started out as a Russian company. All right, and then China fucking bought into it.
I get that, but Russia and China are really not, they're big competitors with the US, so I don't know why they would be in cahoots at all.
I'm telling you, like, Google that
unless
shit.
It's just it's fucking, like, it goes way deeper than we think it does.
I'm just saying, they could be in fucking cahoots.
They could be vying for power over here or something. I don't fucking know, or maybe. Everyone needs to connect their own dots on this shit, and
let us know.
Yeah. Because let us know what you think. It's just pretty odd. So
I'm telling you right now, this is my personal fucking firsthand knowledge of the fucking situation, and I'm just trying to get the information out there.
And so, what are we doing about this? We got from the sources.
Okay, so
we won't be divulging any names on this, but we got some samples from the sources that we will be getting independently tested.
Well, she didn't want to do it at first. She was like, "No, I don't want to lose my job," and I was like. Okay, come on, baby.
So you put on the charm?
Yeah. Like, come on, baby. I need you to, you know, I need you to do this, that, and the other. And yeah. She's like, no, I don't want to lose my job. So I was like, all right. It's all right. You've done enough. Thank you so much. You know?
And then you guilt trip her for days.
No. And then the next day she's like, I got it for you. And I was like, yeah. You're gonna get some extra special dick tonight.
Yeah, baby.
But anyways. So she,
but from a company, away, man. Yeah, but from a company we have suspicions about, we now have samples that we will begin independently testing and letting you know what the deal is. What's and really, that's all we have to say on it. Everyone needs to connect their own dots, but we put some information out there and we will expand on this on our site at www.rotflpodcast.com on our blog. You know, we'll put up all the information we just talked about so you guys can go look into it yourself. And honestly, we're really hoping for a negative test, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
because
of course.
That would be fucking horrifying if we come to find out that these things have been infected.
Right. Oh, okay. And so here's another thing. All right. This just came across our fucking desk actually today, and we had to slap it together. But so... China has another fucking outbreak of bubonic plague. Oh yeah, okay. So when we first heard about this other shit, I was like, okay, so how far is this fucking Jingjiang city from fucking Wuhan, you know? And it's like it's pretty far away. It's like fucking 10 hours, you know. It's pretty far away.
Let's put that into perspective for people out here. A lot of our listeners are in California right here, and we're talking from here to maybe Colorado. So not that far, a fucking two states away. I mean, three. In comparison, it's really not. I mean, 10 hours is not very far at all. That's the bottom of Arizona.
Right. Well, okay. So anyways, today this came across our desk that they had an outbreak of some bubonic plague, right? And
An outbreak.
And so they went in China. They were doing a walkabout.
Get some baby back ribs before
doing a walkabout in fucking China, fucking playing their fucking dingery-do.
The dingery-do?
And they found some fucking bubonic plague. Oh, anyways, my God. But this is for real. You know, we like to poke fun, but so...
Let me just clear up what you're saying an outbreak is. So, surprisingly, there's 1,000 cases a year of the bubonic plague.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, this is worldwide. Okay. This is highly treatable. It just takes some strong antibiotics. Okay.
Really?
But as far as deaths from bubonic plague, so there's been 2 deaths in this province of Batu City in China. It's like a Mongolian, you know, Inner Mongolia. And they fucking have locked down the city so no one can leave. And let me put this into perspective for you.
Well, if it's that treatable, then why would they lock down the city?
Something's up. Something's up again, and I don't get it. So
there's
got to
be another strain.
3,400 miles. Dude, 3,500 miles from east to west in China and 3.5 miles north to south. I mean, I'm off a little bit. It's like 3.2 east to west. But that's a pretty big chunk of land, right? Now, this bubonic plague breakout is, I shit you not, fucking 200 miles away from this lab, anti-Western lab that we have found. So out of 3,250 miles that it could have been anywhere, it's fucking right next to it.
A couple hours away.
It's 2 cities away fucking from the bubonic plague and the Western lab, the anti-West lab we were talking about. Right. So we're on some real fucking conspiracy shit now at this point. Now what are they going to do? The COVID-19 didn't work, so now they're going to infect us with bubonic plague?
And not just that, but if bubonic plague is so treatable, why would they have to quarantine the whole fucking place? It just seems like, you know, it's probably a twisted ass fucking strain of bubonic
plague. Well, it seems like a cover up for the first fucking COVID-19, just like they tried to backpedal and say it didn't do anything and everything was cool. Little did we know their whole fucking shit was shut down for fucking 2 months before it even got, you know, we got word of it.
Right.
I don't know. Something fucking crazy is happening over in China.
Something stinks in fucking Chinatown. And it ain't fish.
I don't know what the fuck is going on over there. But we will be getting these samples tested. And I swear, you heard it here first, folks. If bubonic plague lands over on the fucking mainland here over in fucking the USA.
Or if they find out that fucking they're fucking spreading COVID by fucking the testing, you know where you heard it first from, folks.
Well, I seriously doubt we're the first ones to come up with that idea. But
dude,
we'll be I don't even think we're the first ones to have proof. You already talked about we sent all them COVID tests over to Africa, and when they tested them all on pineapples and goats, they all came back positive.
True.
But so, you
know, nobody wants to listen to it because
even if we came out with a smoking gun on this, no one's going to give a shit. I mean, we would have to have a mainstream media outlet pick us up for that to even matter, and they're not going to fucking do that because that's going against their whole fucking narrative.
Right.
I don't know. This whole fucking thing is a bunch of fucking gobbledygook.
Hoopla.
And, I'm getting fed up here. So 99.85%. It's like, okay. 99.9% survival rate of this outbreak of this COVID-19.
Yeah. It's the death rate, dude, is fucking 0.03 or some fucking something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. So we're talking 99.97% survival rate.
Right.
Okay. And, but what do they think is going to happen after all these people have lost their jobs, the economy crashed, people going to poverty, people are killing themselves?
They don't care about all that.
Dude, the death rate from all that other stuff inadvertently has to be fucking higher than higher. And it's going to last long.
People and committing out suicide and all that fucking shit.
Excuse me, sir, what are you doing?
I need to fucking find something. I was looking for it.
Well, you need to fucking have your act together before we start this shit, bro. What the fuck?
Trying to.
I don't know. We're on some conspiracy shit, but how many coincidences does everyone need to line up? How many do you need to line up before you're like, holy shit, there's something bigger at play here?
Right.
Connect. How come all this bad shit has happened in the last fucking 6 months? Because everything is just one by one by one by one. Dude. That shit is fucking planned, man.
Yeah. Strategically. That's how we were saying fucking before how, you know, when the whole COVID thing and then that fucking dude got fucking choked out, it was like throwing a match on a fucking tinderbox and just setting everybody off, you know, because everybody was primed and ready to fucking go. Because they were fucking just sitting at home, bored, itching for something to do. So, like, we're like, oh, here, we'll give you something to do. Go ahead and write about this.
So, here's what's classic about this whole situation. So, it's been the Democrats, and then, you know, you got the way left wing, right? And so, you know, the left wing was like, they jumped on this narrative, and it's always been the Democrats in power. You know, with the left wing kind of on their tails, you know, like,
right.
But now, because of all this stuff that's happened, the whole party has moved so far left. Democrats have had to jump on board so far left that now they're way out in fucking extreme left wing land.
Right. And
all the middle Americans, you know, are like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
They're like, no honestly working American is out there fucking promoting any of this shit. And, no. They're like, oh, fuck, I just want this to stop. The people who live in those cities that are decimated by riots and fucking looters, dude, are like, oh my God, all you guys. And all you piece of shits that stand in the fucking road and won't let people fucking
You deserve
go
to
by.
Get fucking ran over, period.
Every time I see a video where you fucking guys get run over,
I laugh.
I am like,
it's fucking hilarious.
I do a backflip, dude. Because Imagine if you were late to work. Look, you have to really imagine this because I know you've never had a fucking job in your life, but imagine you were late to work. Oh, wait, let's imagine you were late to go get your fucking, I don't fucking know what you guys do over there. I don't know. I can't even think of something. What? Oh, to go have your fucking vegan fucking yoga party or something. I don't know. And some asshole was in the road and wouldn't move.
It wouldn't move. And you're fucking running late. Fucking.
And he's hitting your car with the brick.
Come on. You need to go do yoga.
He's kicking your door in and he's standing in front of your car and not moving.
Yeah.
I would run his ass over. If someone barely cuts you off on the fucking road, you're fucking flying by and flipping them off and doing road rage. So if someone's purposely standing in front of your car, you deserve to get run over and fuck you.
Yeah, and you know, I needed to talk about all you fucking Prius owners. Okay, now this has been happening to me for like last like fucking few weeks, and then I've talked to some other people and they said the same fucking thing. All you Prius owners, like, dude, you don't have a fucking hot rod. You have a fucking Prius. Quit fucking weaving in and out of traffic. Quit fucking cutting people off. Like, quit gunning it. You have a Prius.
You see that? Down.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, not in a Prius.
Prius, dude. Like,
I didn't even think them things had enough get up and go to do shit like that.
Dude, like, I was on the freeway, dude, and like, it was like three of them, dude. Like, throughout, you know, not like three at the same time. Like, it wasn't like some Prius fucking, you know, MC, Pre-C, Prius Club. Anyways, yeah, so These motherfuckers, dude. Hey, calm down, dude. You have a Prius.
Yeah, well, not even that. I can't stand when anyone does that.
Yeah, anyone.
I don't give a fuck if you're a motorcycle. And it doesn't matter what it is. And you know who I always see is the fucking dudes in, like, the new Mustangs and the new, like, Dodge Chargers. Every time I see them, they're fucking jamming past you fucking 40 miles an hour faster, weaving in and out of traffic because they're like, look how fucking cool my fucking car is.
I have a Ford Escape, and I swear to God, like, every time I pull up to a fucking to a stoplight and it's like a fucking one of those new Mustangs or Challengers or fucking Vets or whatever, I fucking roll down my window and I fucking put it in neutral. I start revving my engine.
I used to do that shit.
The light turns green, dude. I fucking take off in my fucking.
Well, I don't know if you remember. I had a Dodge Plymouth hatchback, 1982.
Was that was the one with the eco mode or the?
Yes, the eco gear.
No, not eco. It was, what was it? And I used to always switch it on. You're like, dude,
economy
mode. Yeah,
the economy and, gear,
dude,
bro.
That's fucking.
It didn't do anything. I don't
even
know.
It makes it go faster, bro.
Bro, so I used to pull up to people in my fucking Dodge Plymouth Colt hatchback in the turning lane, mind you, and start revving my engine like I was going to race him. And they would just be looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'd be like, yeah, fucking let's race. And I just turn real slow. They'd be like, whatever, bro. Yeah. No, that shit's classic, dude. But I fucking can't stand people in the road. I can't stand it. Right. I don't like having to wait for a fucking... a little old lady crossing a crosswalk, and I know she's got to go somewhere, and you know, and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. But to have a fucking bunch of people standing in your way like a bunch of dildos, how is that peaceful protesting? Why can't you protest on the sidewalks?
Yeah,
that way everyone can drive by and see what you're doing and be like, oh, okay, all these people are here, do something, instead of just being in your way and all you see is the 10 assholes who are in front of you.
And not just that, but like, you know, when they're in your way, that's just going to put whoever you're in their way, that's just going to put them off of your protest. They're going to be like, oh, fuck these dudes. These dudes are pieces of shit. They're in my fucking way. I need to go to work. So
trust
whatever
and believe,
they're fucking protesting about, fuck them.
Yeah, because there are people who just want to take care of their family, go to work, and fucking come home, and you're stopping them. And how are people fucking... how are you getting people behind you on the movement? They would have made so much advancement on this if everything just would have paid out peacefully. Imagine if this was still going on and there was no violence and everyone was just no looting, no rioting, no burning down shit. Imagine how far they would have gotten. This would have been such a long fucking good protest for them.
Yeah, people wouldn't expose fucking Black Lives Matter like they did.
Well, I've seen people who are doing that, and they're separating themselves from Antifa, and because it seems like you go to these protests and it's all white people, and there's like.
Oh, especially in Portland, dude. In Portland, whenever they should shoot the shots of fucking what's going on, dude, they're all fucking white people.
So we do have to separate. Okay, so when we talk about BLM, and mind you, I don't know how many people know this, but Black Lives Matter co-founder, one of the main leaders back in 2016, was busted for child sex trafficking.
Trafficking, yeah.
The modern day slave trade. So if right. you guys haven't fucking found the irony in that, then I don't know why. And I never hear anyone reporting none on that at all.
Yeah, fact check that too, please.
Yeah, you can fact check it. You'll see it everywhere. You'll see fucking 10 reputable sources on top.
When we're talking about Black Lives Matter, we're also talking about the organization. Not like, of course, we think Black Lives Matter, but not the organization is a fucking big piece of shit, dude. Like,
we have to separate the sentiment of Black Lives Matter from the movement organization, Black Lives Matter, which is an LL fucking, which is a nonprofit. It's an LLC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, dude, you know, they've gotten donated like literally $500 million.
Where's the money? Dollars.
Yeah. $500 million. They haven't sent not one black kid to college. They haven't funneled any of that money back into the black communities. They haven't fucking done nothing with this money.
Well, because all the money is going back in to just, I would suppose.
$500 million, dude. That's $500 million.
Well, I would suppose that the money is going back in to keep this going, but that's how it always is. It never stops. Even if they got into full fucking power, that's how it goes. They would just be getting money in and no one would be seeing it.
Right.
It just goes back into the bullshit. But we do have to separate the sentiment, the phrase Black Lives Matter, with the movement Black Lives Matter, who right. are avowed fucking Marxists.
Yeah.
And you just have to go talk to the people that live in these cities that were destroyed, and they'll fucking tell you straight out. But I do want to separate it because I do want to maintain some fucking semblance of honesty with that. I did see some Black Lives Matter protests telling these fucking Antifa fuckers, like, you guys are ruining our shit.
Right.
You guys are fucking making us look bad. Every piece of violence, every burning flag is turning everyone off of our fucking movement. And they don't give a fuck.
No, they don't care.
I have seen so many videos of some fucking white liberal piece of shit telling a black dude that he knows nothing about the racial injustice and he needs to listen to him. I'm so sick of white people pretending, white liberals telling black people how they should fucking feel.
Right.
So if you want to keep fucking being in a party that, you know, it tells you exactly what to fucking think and tells you how you should think, and tells you they know about your fucking situation more and they understand what you fucking have people has been through throughout history more than you do, and they have a better understanding of it, then I think it's time to re-fucking think who you are associated with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking politics all fucking day long, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So you want to move on to fucking...
Oh, well, okay, so once again, and I know we said last week that we were going to fucking cover some shit, and I know we might as well break a little bit of it, because honestly, we're lazy as fuck, and we didn't really research this like we should, and plus, we're not fucking like crazy journalists that are breaking stories or anything. We're just rehashing
except for that
shit that we see.
But well, except for that first one.
Yeah, except that fucking...
That was like some straight-up... Yeah, that was some straight up fucking like fucking journalism shit.
I mean, there is some benefits for Kill a Puke here being a little slut. You know,
lots of benefits.
We do a lot of networking this way.
So speaking of, okay, so before we move on, one of my ways for this COVID life, you know, one of my ways to pass time, just because everything's shut down, there ain't nothing to do. So, like, you know, I'll just be sitting fucking scrolling on fucking Facebook. And so one of my ways I've been getting kicks is, like, you know, I'll read something and I'll just chime in some fucking funny, something that I think is funny, you know, anyways. So, somebody put on there like, oh, attention, you know, all big, like, make sure you fucking wash your mask because, you know, people are fucking getting sick because they're fucking breathing in bacteria from their mask because they're not washing their mask, you know, blah, 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 blah. Go ahead, went on, run on for a fucking page, you know? And so, like, I was like, comment, you know? And then I'm looking at the comments and it's like, fucking, oh, thank you so much. Like, you're such a good person. Like, oh, yeah, I'll wash my mask from now on, you know? And so I put on there and I was like, yeah, I didn't wash my mask for 2 weeks and it gave me chlamydia. And then I didn't put no ha-ha or nothing like that. I was like, so wash your mask, people. It's important, you know? And then sent that off. Yeah, I waited like fucking 5 hours. It was not one ha-ha, not one nothing, dude, right? And so, like, I went back on there after like 5 hours. Like, come on, motherfucker. That shit was funny. I don't care who you are, you know? But anyways.
Yeah, maybe they thought you were serious. No, that's the problem is a lot of people think you're serious.
Right.
When you say shit like this. I don't know. I'm not with the fucking social judgment warriors who sit behind their desk and signal their fucking virtues all day. Like their fucking shit smells like roses or something.
Right.
Like I would like to meet this perfect person out there. This fantastical fucking mythological person of legend. Who is this perfect fucking person who never makes any mistakes? So they just sit there behind the computer and tell everyone what pieces of shit they are. All day.
Everybody else is such a piece of shit,
bro. I've seen so many fucking people say one thing, okay, and then that will be labeled as something. Oh, you're this and that, and then they'll say the exact opposite thing to clean up their mess, and then someone else will find something exactly wrong with that.
Yeah.
So it's just people bored, not looking.
Talking shit, yeah. Trying to find an argument.
Either they're trolling, but honestly, I don't even think it's trolling. I think these people actually believe this in their own fucking heads.
Yeah.
I've seen so many videos, dude, of these fucking left-wing kids at universities. Oh, did we talk about the fucking lady that... okay, she was a journalist. They'll go, oh, this is fucking classic. It's straight from a left-wing fucking college, left-wing fucking liberal ideology fucking propagandized in her head. And this is the type of people who are supposed to fucking take over our fucking country here in the future. These are our young ones. And I dare I say it, fucking millennials. And look, and I'm not even blaming the millennials. You know why?
It's the fucking professors, dude. That
I'm not even blaming, okay, the professors as well. But... this is who I'm blaming. I'm blaming us. I'm blaming our generation because we're the ones that raised these motherfucking people. We're the ones that had these fucking kids and raised them in this fucking weird cocoon. And I don't know what happened, but so this is a perfect fucking, this is perfectly an example of how these people operate. And I'm not talking about all the fucking videos you see of these fucking, these white liberals just freaking out, screaming, crying, and they just look like fucking maniacs.
Oh, yeah. Over the signs?
You know, if you have a conversation with them, they just start screaming at you. They have no rebuttal. They have no argument. And when you throw some fucking statistics at them, they just start screaming,
right,
and crying and ripping out their hair.
Kicking signs and shit. Yeah, trying to destroy shit.
Okay, so besides
throwing a fit like a fucking two-year-old.
No, exactly. This is exactly what it is, tantrums. So besides all that, because our generation didn't tell our kids, the fucking millennials, hey, you don't act like that once you're past fucking 6 years old, 7 years old. You don't throw tantrums like this. You being an adult. And so this brings me back to, so this is how they're being educated in the schools. This is like the fucking, you know, those trophies they give away for everyone winning and shit.
Yeah.
Like participation fucking trophy. So everyone grew up getting participation trophies, these fucking millennials. And so they get so upset if they're wrong and they don't want to admit it. So they just fucking have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
So this lady came straight from a left-wing university. She joins a fucking a press, some newspaper or something, or a magazine, and does this article. And she's talking about hamsters. Okay. I don't know if you've seen this. But
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so she writes an article and misspelled hamsters in the article, along with some other mistakes, but this was the main one that did it. She spelled hamsters H-A-M-P-S-T-E-R-S. So hamsters.
Right.
Okay. And so she brings it to her editor of the magazine, who goes through and looks for mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls her in and says, "Hey, douchebag." I mean, she says it nicely, of course. She doesn't call her a douchebag. But she says, "This is misspelled, whatever, good article, but this." And she goes, "No, it's not." And she goes, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. No, it's not misspelled. That's how I spell it." And she's like, "Hold on. Dictionary.com, hamster. You see, there's no peanut." And the lady says, "This is how my mom taught me to spell hamster, and this is how I'm going to spell hamster." And she's like, "Okay, I understand editing can be frustrating. Who likes to make mistakes and things like that? But you just misspelled it correctly. It's not a big deal." The lady breaks down, starts crying, calls her mom, and tells her to call her boss and tell her to quit being mean to her, because you told me how to spell hamster with a P, and she's saying it's wrong, and I don't care if it's wrong. It's how I'm going to spell it. Bro, you are an adult.
Grow the fuck up.
Oh, my God. And yeah. This is like nonstop. I see these. Why? Where did it go? What did we do wrong? This is what did our generation do wrong to where we coddled our kids so much?
That's what I'm telling you. Like, fucking, I'm telling you, it's because they brought in like how fucking spanking, like, okay, so there's a difference between fucking abuse and correction. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, don't get me wrong. There's such things as abuse, and people do it, but there's a difference between fucking smacking your kid and saying, "No, that's wrong." You know what I mean? And I know we see different views.
Look, that's just one dynamic of it, though. That, yeah, and it's not just right in the home. It's in the school, too, because they're teaching them, I don't know, they're teaching them to be so offended at every fucking thing.
Like I said before, you know where it all started was with us. It was like the new thing that came out when we were in like middle school or fucking elementary, and it was fucking self-esteem. It was the fucking self-esteem thing, dude. Like, and
I don't remember that. Maybe.
Yeah, it was a big old fucking thing that they had about fucking everybody's fucking self-esteem. And that's where it all started going downstairs, because down the drain. Because I'm going to tell you right now, once you get into the fucking world, real fucking world, and you start fucking working for a living and making fucking money, your boss does not give one shit about your fucking self-esteem.
Yes, this is where the disconnect is. So they're educated in this fantasy world about, oh, everything you do smells like fucking,
yeah,
you know, everything you do is fantastic. You don't make no mistakes. And even if you make a mistake, it's fucking good. You're good. You did a great job.
Great job.
Like, okay, that's fine.
Instead of like, no, you're doing this wrong, do it like this.
Right.
Like
and that would be an incorrect way to teach them nowadays. Like, you can't do that. You gotta,
dude, have you seen the new math that they're fucking teaching these kids, dude? It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
I don't even want to know because it's just going to piss me off, and I'm doing everything I can in my power to make sure my kid doesn't have to go through a public fucking school education. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm fucking very scared of it. But these kids have grown up so fucking coddled and so indoctrinated by fucking Twitter ideology and social justice, you know, being a social justice warrior, that when they get out into the real world and see how it really operates,
they're lost.
They're in a new brave world and they're scared to death. So instead of just adapting to it, they fucking break down and have these fucking millennial fucking tantrums or something like, "You owe me, like I'm fucking, everything I do is great. My mom said I was great. So why don't you think I'm great? Like my teacher said I was the fucking best thing ever." You know, it's like none of them care. When you get in the real world, people are just taking care of their shit. And that's all they care about. So no one's going to bend over for you fucking backwards. What you bring to the table is what's going to be brought to the table to you.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't fucking know. It just blows me away. It blows me away how everyone could get so fucking offended about every little thing nowadays. And everyone's this whole cancel culture and all that shit. It's just bonkers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just another way to suppress people's voices.
Right.
And under the guise that it's not somehow, right. Which is the craziest thing. It's very clever. I have to say it's very clever.
Not really.
It's pretty clever.
Well, I mean, it's taken, I don't know.
What's the difference between cancel culture and boycotting Jewish businesses in fucking Nazi Germany when it was getting fucking established?
Right. How about the same thing with all these different companies that are, I don't even want to get into it. I'm over it.
All right. Let's not fucking get into it. But yeah. I don't know. I think we're out of time, man.
I think so too.
All right.
We didn't even get into the next one, dude.
Okay, well, once again, I know we fucking lied to you, and this isn't going to be the first time or the last time that we've lied to you and strung you along.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be good, though. It's
look, we're doing a whole fucking episode on fucking Pizzagate and fucking, you know,
Adrenochrome, fucking
Epstein Island, and this fucking
massive Kirby Wood.
Yeah,
all this, that shit. Red Shoe Club,
the Red Shoe Society, the fucking all the pedophiles in Hollywood, how all of a sudden all these people that are under suspicion have all fucking quit their jobs and went off the map.
Yeah.
So we're going to fucking get into this, but
we got to do more research.
We got to do more research because we kind of want to present it a little bit that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's not really like it's not our norm to do. So it's not like this isn't something that we can like constantly make fun of like we do everything else.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make fun of this.
No, this is like a serious fucking situation. No, it's not. There is no making fun of it. It's fucking horrible.
Nah, it needs to be brought to light. And I hate, so I just, all I know is when I look it up, it says it's debunked. But I'll tell you what, I read the fucking Podesta's emails to fucking Hillary Clinton and, or whatever the fuck it was. And it says straight out, man. And they're fucking definitely coded. You know, like pizza, the word pizza is supposed to be the pedophilia fucking code word. It's not even a code word. You can just look it up and it's all over Google.
How about fucking, what about the spaghetti bowl? That's another one too.
I don't even know. All I know is why would Podesta go, hey, you got a pizza that, you know, we can have for an hour? Hit me back up. And he's got all these coded pizza things going on. Is who has a pizza for an hour?
Right.
Who says, hey, you want to go eat fucking McDonald's for 17 minutes?
Yeah.
Who the fuck says that? And why would put it in an email? It doesn't make it makes no sense.
Right.
And all you got to do is go into that dude's house and we're going to cover all this shit. But he's got nothing but art and sculptures of fucking little kids naked and tied up. And bloodied and fucking hanging. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if he's not. That's enough for me. Yeah, right there. Right. That's right. It. That's enough.
Well, we're going to cover this on our next episode.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I feel like we're fucking waning out here in this shit.
We're going to pick it back up. After this, we'll get back to the funny.
So we're working on getting a... Okay, if you guys have funny stories, any ideas, we could really use some fucking any shout-outs, anything. Honestly, like, shoot us some shit. Yeah. You can hit us up at rotflpodcast@gmail.com or sign up on our site, rotflpodcast.com. Become a member. You can go on our blog. Shoot us your stories. You can fucking message us. We'll get our messages directly to our phone. If you got something we're talking about, you got some ideas, shoot it to us for sure. You know, if it's good, you know, we'll use it. I don't know. Help us help you. If you want to support us and what we're doing here and help us expand, we are in the process of getting our own little podcast studio. It's, you know, a few months in the making, hopefully. But we're going to really expand this program and fucking fine-tune it and make it fucking, you know,
tits.
Studio quality.
Fucking tits.
Just straight tits.
Is that sexist?
Big tits. No,
everybody loves tits.
Cats and dogs have tits.
Dude, everybody loves tits. Even women love tits.
Yeah, I don't see who wouldn't like tits.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so find something to hate about that, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone
if you
will.
If you found that offensive, hit us up at rotflpodcast.com.
All right, that's all we got, you fucking slimy fucking scum fucks. All right, later.